and welcome to Self-Care Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I interviewed Miss Anna Guest Jelly, the founder of Curvy Yoga. And don't you guys just want to, like, go grab a cup of coffee or go shopping with this girl? I mean, she was a blast. Like, yoga is a big form of self-care for me, but even if it's not, like, your thing, she had some serious, amazing advice about self-care in general. And if you didn't get a chance to check that episode out and all of her amazingness, head over to the website. It's www.selfcaresexy.com, and you can always find any of our past episodes there. Okay, so I want to give you guys a preview of what to expect from today's show. So today's show is going to be about consequences. Like, we've all had to deal with them in life, right? But today we're talking about the consequences we suffer when we don't take care of ourselves. I'm going to go through a list of some of the major consequences and kind of like how you can recognize when you're not taking good care of yourself. And of course, I'm going to give you some tips on how to wake the fuck up, turn off the autopilot, and like seriously get into some deep self-care. So all that great stuff is coming up. But first, I just want to give a few quick announcements out there. So number one, our Self-Care Sexy Brunch is this weekend, Sunday the 25th. If you are here in the Portland area and you want to talk self-care in real life, or if you want to attend virtually, just hit me up via Facebook and I'll make sure to get you the link. Number two, I'm asking everybody out there who's listening to our show to please rate the podcast on iTunes. That would mean so much to me. It's just like giving me a thank you and a shout out and helping others find this great show. So please head over to iTunes and do that when you get a chance. Number three, I want to let you guys know we still have a passion planner to give away. So if you don't already know about these things, let me educate you, all right? My passion planner helps me focus on my goals. It allows me to be like on track and creative all at once. It's not your traditional day planner. It's just this wonderful journal, planner, goal setting tool that it makes my life better. And I want you guys to have one. So all you have to do to earn one is just share your self-care experiences with me via our Facebook group page, or you can email me or leave a comment on the website, that www.selfcareissexy.com. Also, last quick announcement, I'm so super excited. We had a bit of a stall, but we are back on track and we're going to be rolling out the Self-Care Sexy app soon. So if you're looking for an additional tool for your self-care, it's coming. Stay tuned. Okay, so today we're talking about consequences. Ugh, right? Like, life isn't hard enough. Do we really need to talk about more suffering? Well, yeah. Actually, we do. We really need to talk about the contrast. I mean, you know, this podcast, it's a fun and it's a positive reminder for how you can take action and put your needs first. That's like our thing. But you gotta know what to look out for, you know? Now, I want you guys to know, I've never claimed to be any kind of like all-knowing self-care guru. If that's what you're looking for, wrong answer. But please check out some of the amazing people I've had the pleasure of interviewing, you know, because I'm not the self-care guru. I began this project simply because I'm trying to learn how to take care of myself, put my needs first, and make my priorities just that, a priority. It's like my big life lesson here. But I can tell you what I am an expert at is the consequences. You know, those consequences we experience when we're just not taking care of ourselves and we're not allowing for that permission, or saying yes to every commitment when you're already running ragged, you know, or trying to get everything done and do all the chores and be good at the job and, you know, run your side hustle and nurture all those important relationships and grow and train for a half marathon and do all the things, right? Like, I know a lot about that. So today I'm opening up the conversation about the consequences themselves, how we can kind of go about like trying to mitigate them when they happen, and actually how we're gonna get into eliminating these bad consequences altogether. So, you know, I could seriously go on for hours and hours about the consequences. And I mean, like, I could take it, like, layers deep. But I really want to hear from you. You know, this is a safe space. And if you're out there and you're really hurting, you know, you're suffering right now and you have no idea how to get out, just take it from someone who's right there with you, you know, but just maybe found a flashlight on the ground, okay? So I'm right here with you. And I promise you, there's a way to break free from the quote-unquote shoulds in your life, right? There's a way to put your priorities first without anyone dying from it. And there's a way to live your life doing great, fun things that you love to do. So for the purposes of today's show, I want to get you thinking about the consequences. And I want to challenge you for just a moment. I've got a couple questions. Maybe you can journal about them. And you're always welcome to share that stuff with me. I'll keep it private if you like. Or if you want to open up and have me share it with the community, I'd love to do that too. So to get started today, I want to start off by asking you to take a moment and ask yourself the following questions before I get into the whole consequences portion. So number one, do you feel like you get what you want? Number two, is what you want to do a priority? Number three, do you have a strong sense of your individuality or your own identity? Number four, do you find your self-worth in others? And number five, can you remember the last time you took real time for yourself? Now, the reason I wanted to ask you these questions before I get started is I want you to reflect on these questions, you know, sit with them and think about them as we go through my list of consequences of when we're not taking care of yourself. And the reason I want you to think about these questions that I've posed to you is because sometimes we can think and trick ourselves, right? We're super smart individuals. If you found this podcast, if you're a part of this community, you're smart, you're looking for some solutions, and I'm here to help you find them with me. And so that means that sometimes it's going to be tricky to identify whether or not you're on the right path of self-care or not. So I wanted to start off by asking you those questions and really getting you thinking about it. And then I want to go through these consequences with you so that we have an idea of what to look for, right? We've got to be able to identify when the self-care is slipping. Because I think it's when we get to like autopilot and we think like, yeah, everything's going fine. And, you know, how's it going, Chris? Oh, I'm great. I'm fine. Everything's great. Yay. Positive. Yay. But the reality is if we don't keep ourselves in check by knowing what the consequences are, man, we can go off the fucking deep end so quick, it's not even funny. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you pop your head up, you look around, and you're like, Jesus, I've been living my life taking care of so-and-so or doing such-and-such because I thought so-and-so thought I should, you know? So I want us to be able to identify these consequences and really have a solid foundation of what to look for. All right, here we go. Number one, your physical appearance. So have you ever had someone say to you, like, man, you look really tired. And like, it's not a compliment, right? And the reality is, if you're not setting your boundaries, right, and you're not being disciplined, you won't get the sleep that you need. And your whole body, including your outer appearance, is going to reflect that. Another example, of course, is your weight, right? If you know, you're in an uncomfortable weight for yourself, that's a good indication that you're not taking care of yourself. And I don't mean that we all have to be skinny in order to be happy. Please don't buy into that bullshit. I'm not selling that. What I'm saying is that if you're uncomfortable, it might be your body trying to communicate, you know, and your skin and your hair, all of that stuff. Your physical body is trying to communicate something to you. If it's not getting what it wants, it'll tell you, right? In the form of disease and pain and things like your hair falling out or your nails are breaking easily. You know, your physical appearance, while it's not as important as like the media tries to sell us or make us believe that it is, but it is important in a different way. It is trying to communicate to you. So listen to it and take care of it. Another consequence to not taking care of yourself is depression. So, you know, depression looks different to everyone, and there's all varying degrees, and it's hard to know, you know, what came first, right? The chicken or the egg. Like, is it the lack of self-care that causes the depression, or is it the depression that's fueling the lack of self-care, you know? Are you able to recognize it in yourself? Do you have an escape route other than drugs, drinking, and numbing out? You know, if not, hey, that's totally okay. You're using the tools you have to deal with what you got. I get it. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. What I'm asking you is can you also incorporate or try to switch out whatever it is you're using to cure your own depression, to give yourself even the smallest bit of self-care? And I mean like right now, like right in this moment. Can you stop for 1 second, maybe even pause this episode, and start paying yourself the smallest of compliments? Say one thing that you're grateful for, and just know that you're not alone. And when you start to recognize depression's creeping up in you for whatever reason, regardless of if it's self-care oriented or not, being able to recognize it is key, because it can zap you. And if you can start to spot it, you might not have the tools to deal with it, but at least you know it's coming. You kind of can prepare yourself. You can start to recognize the pattern. And that, my friends, is such a great advantage. All right, so consequence number three to not taking care of yourself is codependency. And I know, like, a lot of therapists and, like, you know, self-help gurus kind of throw this term around, but I really want to focus on this. Now, I also want to say the only codependent relationship that I've ever seen be successful is the one that exists between a dog owner and their dog. Like, but outside of that, they never last. You know, it just comes down to that you cannot find your worth in making others happy. You cannot get your needs met trying to please others. And you absolutely cannot depend on an expected outcome in order to feel any certain type of way. You can't. Take my word for this. I've tried it. It doesn't work. You end up resenting whoever you're trying to depend on, unless that person is you, right? So you have to figure out how to give yourself those six basic human needs that everyone has, you know, certainty, uncertainty, significance, connection or love, growth and contribution. You have to figure out how to meet those needs for yourself. You have to get to know you, right, in order to give yourself the care and the love and the compassion that you're perhaps looking for from others. And transversely is true also. If someone is completely dependent on you for their happiness or fulfillment, and they're looking at you to meet those six basic needs, then you're going to rack your brain trying to figure out like how to give them something that you don't have to give. You know what? Save your energy for you. Okay, a big consequence to the lack of self-care is it kills self-confidence. When you're last in line in your life, you're going to learn not to trust yourself. You will start to believe that you are not important, and that what you have to say and like where you want to eat and your goals and all the changes you're trying to make, that they don't matter, that you don't matter. And then as you start to question yourself, you start to mistrust yourself, and then your confidence totally dies. And then you become some kind of weird, needy, insecure, like looking all around for what you can't get from the outside. I mean, the shit I'm talking about, you guys, it's all an inside job. You want to be confident? You want to know what you want? You want your goals to become a priority? Well, then make a plan to take care of yourself this weekend. You know, you don't have to like overhaul your life and tell your partner and your kids to screw off because mama needs some me time. But yeah, you need to make some real changes, you know? Thursday is my me party night, where I get to watch the shows I like, or I don't have to do chores, or I get to just read a good book, whatever. Whatever self-care is to you. But you've got to make it a consistent priority. or you're going to lose sight and your confidence, it'll just die. Number five on my list of consequences to the lack of self-care is you become ineffective at decision making. So, you know, like, what do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. What do you have in mind? And bam, just like that, you're like in the trap of ditching the self-care to let someone else's needs or wants or whatever come first. If you're not taking care of yourself, you can tell if it's affecting you. Like, listen to number five again. Ineffective decision making. It means you can't make up your mind, right? And yes, that might make you appear as a like go with the flow kind of person. Like, good for you. But if you really know the answer is I need to chill the fuck out this weekend and not do anything, and you really say, I don't know, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. Another great example of this is what's for dinner. If you have no earthly idea what the hell you're eating at any given moment, and it's a total crapshoot, like, that's a sign you're lacking the self-care. Because taking care of yourself means knowing what you want and saying it. And if you struggle with this, if this is like a big issue for you, hang tight, because I got some solutions coming up. So just sit tight, we'll get to it. All right, number six of the consequences of lacking self-care is closely tied to what I was just saying. So number six is the disconnection from self. So do you know yourself? I mean, do you really understand and know yourself? How much time do you actually spend by yourself? Or like in the bigger picture, how much time have you spent single as opposed to like in a relationship? Do you know what's important to you? Do you know what your core values are? What are some of your like deal breakers? If you can rattle off the answer to these questions, high five, honey, you've got this. But if you're like, what? Right? Self-care is what the doctor ordered. I'm telling you this. It's time to check in with yourself and get in touch. Another great example of this disconnection from self is like, have you or someone you know, have they complained about an ailment? They finally go to the doctor and it's like some major huge thing that's gone undiagnosed for like ever because they didn't realize that they were really hurt. You know, when you are that disconnected from yourself, it's like you're already a zombie, right? You've already succumbed to death. You have got to nurture your relationship with yourself. You have got to get to know you. It is the longest relationship you'll ever be in, right? So start getting to know you and falling in love with you. You know, start by maybe writing a list of the things that make you uniquely you. Like, so for me, you know, I love Pearl Jam. I want to see Paris. I play softball and I do yoga. I believe in ghosts. I love the color blue. I've got this collection of rocks from like all the places I've been. I love my laugh. I have my grandma's chin and I love pickles. I can put that shit on anything, swear to God. And these are things that make me uniquely me. What are some of yours? Okay, number seven on the list of consequences to lacking self-care is uncontrollable emotions. Now, outbursts, we've all had them. We all lose our shit. Sometimes, you know, it happens. But if you notice that it's happening a lot, like as in every couple of weeks, it's time to check in and really look at what's going on. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say we all have to be like even keel or you're failing at self-care. By the way, you can't fail at self-care. But we're on the right path to self-care, and you know that because the emotions tend to kind of regulate themselves. Like, we're all gonna have shit hit the fan. That's the truth, right? Like, all humans experience suffering. It's bound to happen. The trick is to be connected and self-compassionate enough to make it through the shit without, like, flying off the charts with these emotional reactions. And I don't just mean the bad ones. You know, like, I'm not talking just specifically, like, about anger or yelling. I also mean the disproportionate regulation of enthusiasm that accidentally overcommits you to like 100 fundraisers every weekend for a year, that type of stuff. or being overly giving and want to help. While it's totally valuable emotions and they're good, if they're in excess, they can cause you harm. So last but not least on my list of consequences, or at least the major consequences to lacking the self-care, is the loss of time. You know, you don't get to do what you want to do. We just talked about how important it is to know yourself. A major consequence to not taking care of yourself is losing time. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. You know, you might win the lotto, you might meet the person of your dreams, or you might get hit by a bus, all right? The uncertainty of life is endless. And when you put your needs last, you are depriving yourself of the greatest gift we've all been given, and that is the human experience, the time here on Earth. Like, no matter what your religious or your philosophical beliefs are, the time we have is all that we have. It's all that's ours. Don't give it away. Don't waste it. Enjoy it. And how do you enjoy it? You do the things you love. If you hate something, don't do it. I mean, are you happy with your current state of affairs? Are you getting what you want from this life, from this time here on Earth? If not, can you do one small thing for yourself this weekend? Can you take time to do something that replenishes you? Can you make what you want a priority? Maybe there's a goal that you want to start working towards. You know, why hold back? Get out there and get to it. It's your goal. This is your life. Start taking action. So there you go, you guys. Those are some consequences that I've personally experienced when it comes to the self-care and when it's in the toilet. And you know what? It's totally okay. You know, we've got to know what to look out for so we can know how to get back on track. So just to review, those consequences were: one, your physical appearance; two, depression; three, codependency; four, it kills your confidence; five, the lack of self-care creates ineffective decision making. Six, it disconnects you from yourself. Seven, it causes uncontrollable emotions. And number eight, it steals your time. So now that I've kind of mapped out these consequences in detail, let's just take a moment and give you guys some self-care ideas on how to reverse some of those consequences. Now, I'm not going to go into super depth on these because a few of these ideas have already been mentioned in past episodes, and some of these I'll expand on later. But for now, I want to wrap it up on a positive note and give you some good self-care ideas on how you can reverse some of the consequences. Number one, you got to find a physical movement you enjoy. And if you don't enjoy physical movement, welcome to the club, okay? But you gotta find something. And if you found something you love, stick with it, do it with others, you know, get creative, try some new things. For me, it's yoga, it's running. Before my recent injury, it was the hula hooping, which I can't wait to get back into. And you guys, if you haven't had a chance, one of my episodes is with Yvonne from Hooping It Out. And this woman is so fun to watch. You got to check out her YouTube channel. Oh my God, it's amazing. She just gets her hula hoop action on, and man, it's so fun to watch. And it is so fun to do. It's kind of crazy, but it is a good, fun physical movement. Number two on my self-care ideas this week, sleep. Like, duh, we've had an entire episode on this. I cannot stress it enough. If there is only one thing you can do for yourself this weekend to give yourself some self-care, take a fucking nap, go to bed early, do what you gotta, and make sleep a priority. Number three, prioritize seeing your friends or relationship building. So making sure that the people that are important to you in your life are really getting your time. Number four on my list of ideas, be alone. Spend some time just by yourself. And if that's a tough thing for you, it's probably because you need to do it. Number five, I'm a big fan of affirmations. We're going to get into that in a later episode. But, you know, you can Google it. You can get into it. There's all kinds of books and programs and cards and craziness out there. I love affirmations. I try to say them as often as I can out loud. I sing them sometimes. One of my things before I go to bed is I meditate, and I have these Tibetan prayer beads that I kind of go through and say my affirmation as I flick through the beads and fall asleep. Just a helpful self-care deal. Number six, look for the leaky drains. And that's going to be an episode coming up soon, but the long and the short of it is, look for the things in your life that are draining you of your energy and your positivity. If there's maybe a relationship that you're experiencing where they're just sucking the fucking life out of you and it's time to let go, or if there's an activity, a task, a job, something that's draining you of your positivity, of your light, you know, we're going to be looking at that. Number seven, I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, whatever kind of meditation you like to do, even just sitting alone quietly, you know, it's so helpful. Number eight, maybe listen to some good music. I've got a whole playlist called Self-Care is Sexy, and it's all about those positive, pump you up, feel confident, good music. And we're going to actually get into some sharing of each other's playlists on a future episode. Number nine on my tips for self-care this week, do a social media blackout. And I mean it, you guys. I noticed the other day I woke up and, you know, I turned off the alarm on my phone and there was a notification from Facebook and it caught my attention. So I immediately opened up the Facebook on the phone and started scrolling. And by the time I got out of bed, I felt like total shit. I felt like the world was falling apart and there's nothing I can do about it. And I hadn't even taken a shower yet. So I highly recommend that if you're having a hard time with the self-care, do a social media blackout, even if it's just for a day. Try leaving your fucking phone at home. I know, it's hard to do because there's so much on our phones, right? I track my food, I track my calendar for work, and all of my stuff is on my phone. But every once in a while, I will leave that baby at home just to feel less pressure. Number 10, journaling. I've talked about it before. We've had an episode about it. It's an important method of self-care. It just helps get all those thoughts in your head down on paper. So highly recommend that. Number 11, in my personal opinion, most important way to get self-care, gratitude. You got to start thanking yourself for all the hard work and effort you've already put in. Look, you're already like 20 plus minutes into an episode about self-care. Clearly, it's a priority to you. So, you know, give yourself a little bit of gratitude. Give yourself a little bit of grace. Pay yourself a little bit of a compliment today. You've earned it. You're doing good things. You're on the right path. I believe in you. Last but not least, wanted to throw this idea out there. Anyone who's really, really struggling and having a hard time, I would encourage you to seek help. And that can come in the form of like reaching out to a friend. You can always shoot me an email. It's chris@selfcaresexy.com. Or if you're really dealing with some big, heavy shit that you don't know how to deal with, and the self-care podcast isn't helping or the books you're reading aren't helping, go find a counselor. Find somebody that you can talk to who can give you the kind of professional help you might need right now. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you can't do it alone. It means somebody else went to school for 8 fucking years to figure this shit out, right? So again, those are just some positive ideas to get you guys thinking about some ways you can take care of yourself this weekend. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story or you'd like to share and want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, chris@selfcareissexy.com. Okay, you guys, we've got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.